for being here. So,
want me to look at you or the camera?
Yeah, you look at me.
Okay.
Just go ahead and state your name and that it's okay for us to use your interview in the documentary.
George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast AM, and you may use this in your documentary.
Thank you, George. First thing I want to ask you is how you feel about today's conscious movement in comparison to how it relates to a positive outcome for humanity.
I have found that over the years, the push for a higher consciousness seems to be growing by leaps and bounds almost every year. It's sequential. You know, what was a lot 2 years ago is more this year, and it's going to be twice that a year from now. I don't understand why at this point, other than humanity seems to be wanting to grasp something. They want to be able to accept something and run with it. I think the events that have occurred over the past 10, 15 years have affected people greatly, and they just have lost trust in government. They've lost trust in all different kinds of institutions. So they're turning to a higher power. They're turning to within themselves, and more importantly, they're starting to reach out into what I believe is this energy in the universe that surrounds all of us. And people are beginning to find that, I see that every day. No matter where you go, they are actually beginning to feel the burst of what I call wireless energy in the universe.
Now, there's a lot of debate about what 2012 signifies. Do you want to give us your slant on what 2012 represents?
And there is a lot of debate. I mean, who the heck knows what's going to happen in 2012? Everybody has a theory. The Mayans probably were the only ones who knew, and we just haven't figured out yet what they did know. My particular theory is that I think that they were experts in astronomy. So there's going to be some kind of celestial event. We know there's going to be an alignment of the planets during that time period. So what I believe the Mayans may have done, this is my speculation, I could be way off base, we'll find out in a few years. I think they felt something was happening with our sun. I think our sun is heating up. No, it's not going to destroy us, but it's going to affect the planet in a way that these earth changes must be dealt with, and we've got to compensate for it. Whether we're living on the coastal lines and the water levels increase, I think the Mayans knew that something was happening with the solar system based on the sun, and they were trying to warn people. I wish they would have been a little more direct, but they weren't.
One of the things, like just in the last couple of weeks, I've interviewed Terry Cole Whitaker and David Icke and a whole lot of other people, but one of the unifying themes that I'm finding is that more and more conscious leaders are making it very, very important that people understand the importance of the individual. And so for those out there who are thinking, well, you know, there's these big, huge problems and this big, huge government and this big, huge conspiracy and all these things stacked up against us and there's nothing I can do. If you were to take just a couple of moments to empower the individual to get beyond that thinking, what would you say?
First of all, every individual is critically important to the puzzle that will unfold in the next few years. Though they may think, what can I do? What can my views do? What can my abilities to change? What can I do? I think collectively, that's the power of you, the power of me, the power of your friends, the power of your neighbors. Collectively, when everyone gets together and starts thinking of the common good, massive change, it's going to start affecting the planet. We've shown just on Coast to Coast in various experiments that when people use their minds collectively, they can alter things. They can change hurricanes. They can make it rain when there's a drought. They might make it rain too much, but they do have an ability to change things. And I think people can do the same thing with regards to the future and the destiny of mankind. Government leaders will always try to manipulate. Government leaders will always try to control. I'm sure David Icke has told you that. But what we can do collectively together is to keep bombarding them with this power of consciousness, this enlightenment, this positive thinking, because one day that's going to win out. I'm totally convinced of that.
Now, George, what do you think of the progress of the kind of messages and the kind of topics and discussions you have on Coast to Coast versus what is in the mainstream media? Do you think it's getting better? Do you think that, that these kind of messages are eventually really going to find their way truly into the mainstream media, or is it always going to be off on the fringe?
The messages are being heard by the mainstream media. Maybe not quickly. It may take them a week, a month, maybe a year, but they begin to realize programs such as Coast to Coast that are out there on the fringe, and we're lucky enough to be in the mainstream in terms of being on 510 stations and the audience level that we reach. I think the mainstream media looks at some of the stories we do and they go out and cover them. It's happening on Fox News, CNN, the networks. They're starting to cover stories that we have broken well past a year or so ago. And I like that. I enjoy it.
Now, another thing that, that has been coming up in a lot of these conversations is the children of the, you know, the next generation of kids and their evolution. If you can, comment a little bit about what you think that evolution is. Is it that they're infused with this indigo children kind of thing and it's a special outside force, or is it just the next logical step in human evolution?
First of all, I think every civilization has looked at their children as that type of growth pattern to save the next generation. And we haven't changed. We're the same. You know, I've got four grandchildren. I adore them. I want them to have a life that is better than I could even imagine for myself and the people I care about. But what's going to get them to that point? I think they've got to do it themselves. I think people have to stop feeling sorry for themselves, whether it's in the mess of an economy or anything else, and pick themselves up and just run with it and just make their future the best they can. And again, if they do it collectively, think of this as a huge puzzle. Every individual is a piece of the puzzle. By themselves, you may not know what the big picture is, but when they all start joining together, you sit back a little bit and you can see that big picture. And I think that's what's going to happen in the future with our children today, with our children tomorrow. Each generation will push us a little further to this point of enlightenment.
Now, as far as being here at this event and what Sri Ram Khan Kira are doing, comment a little bit about that, how it feels to be here, and you know, what you think about their work.
Personally, I love coming to events. I mean, it's my way to get feedback and direct relationships with people who listen to Coast to Coast. And the fact that Sri Ram Khan and Kira have decided to do a conference like this and to make the kind of investment that they have made to get the word out, to let the public know, you know what, there's more to life than just coming home and doing what you're doing. There's a broader picture here, and I like the fact that they put together the kind of panelists they have, the guests that are on the program tonight, tomorrow, and the next day, and they have done a great job in terms of looking toward the future to educate all of us.
Do you feel an energy here, a presence, a collective thing?
I feel it growing, absolutely. And you know, just with some of the people we've had on the panel earlier, they truly, you know, are excited about what we're doing, and they're excited about the future. They're not people who are mired in doom and gloom. They're people who are very positive about the future.
I've worked with people, Bill Tiller, Dean Radin, guys like that, and put out some series of DVDs about one of the topics is the fusion of science and spirit. Can you comment a little bit about how different religious modalities and different belief systems are kind of coming together with quantum physics discoveries and how that makes you feel?
Well, you know, I've always believed that science and religion should mix anyway because they're very compatible. They approach things in a different way, science from its end, religion from its end, and they never met. Well, that meeting is slowly starting to happen now. And I think one of the most important things that individuals can do is not knock other people's religions and beliefs, but to look at those similarities that are in every religion and try to figure out, isn't that something? They all believe in God, they just believe in different aspects. So there's got to be something to it. And I think the same with science. And eventually you'll see them both cross. Hopefully they'll stay once they cross and they won't keep going in the other directions.
Okay, and just one more. The path from here to there, we all understand that we've got to create a sustainable future, that wealth across the planet needs to equalize to some point, and that we need to progress as a species to keep humanity intact. But saying it and doing it are two completely different things. And everybody says, well, we have to do it. But talk a little bit about what it is and what kind of journey that could possibly be.
The journey will be a bumpy road. Let's make no mistake about it. These events that will affect all of us and will change all of us will not come easy. They won't come without sacrifice. So every individual, by themselves, they need to be within themselves to make these things happen. You know, we can expect, you know, you can't expect, you know, government to bail us out or our friends to bail us out. We got to do it ourselves, whether it's personally or in spiritually. And once they start doing that, once they're happy with themselves as an individual, it's going to have a profound effect on other people, and it will grow and grow and grow. So the message that I would want to leave with just about everyone is don't expect everybody to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself.
And as far as co-creating and consciously creating your own reality, how far do you think that goes? Is there a barrier to how far you can create your reality in the physical world, or is it simply based on what you truly can manage to believe?
There's a barrier if you decide there is a barrier. If you believe you can't, then you never will. If you believe you can, then you will. And you let things happen in the universe. You know, I've always told people, be ready for whatever you want to do in your life. School yourself, be trained, and then just let it happen. Just let it happen. And that has happened to me time and time again. I find that when I push and struggle, it never works. But when you sit back and you're ready for it, the world just opens up.
Fantastic. Is there anything else?
That's it.